Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we are doing something a little bit different today. You guys know I like to do that. I wrote a blog about a week ago now, by the time this airs, that really resonated with folks, and I got so many comments on that blog that I thought, you know what? I need to put this out there into the podcast so that it can reach more people, because so many people could see themselves in this blog post and benefited from the response that I had to this email that was sent in to me that I shared on the blog. So we are going to talk about it today, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into an email that I got from a podcast listener who really wants to change, who really wants to improve her life, and is having a hard time. She's just having a hard time doing the work and doing the work consistently, and is in this on again, off again cycle. There's no question that she wants to be healthy. She wants to be a better example for her kids. She wants to feel better about herself, and she doesn't just kind of want it. This isn't like, oh, it'd be great to lose 20 pounds or so. She really wants it. But despite really wanting it, she's consistently making food choices that aren't aligned with that goal, that aren't getting her there, that aren't doing her any favors, and she regularly overindulges and chooses what to her at this moment is easy instead of what is going to really get her and her children what they really want, what she wants for them. And on top of that, she's doubting herself. She's doubting her ability to do the work. She is doubting that reaching her goals is even all that achievable. And the reality is, if we don't think it's even achievable, we're probably not going to try very hard, because we have this pessimistic outlook. In fact, just kind of popped into my mind, I didn't put this in the blog, but I was reading a book recently on sports performance, and it refers to something called defensive pessimism. And what that is basically kind of protecting your ego by preparing yourself for failure. So when we say, I don't even know if I can do it. I don't know if I can be consistent. I don't know if I can do the work. That is, in many cases, defensive pessimism. We are preparing ourselves for not reaching our goals so that we can protect ourselves, so that we're not disappointed if we don't get there, because we kind of told ourselves that we never really would in the first place. But while that's a very effective defense mechanism, it's not an effective strategy for reaching your goals. And so I want to help this listener break through this. And because I think all of us can see parts of ourselves, or a lot of ourselves, in this email, I really believe it will help you too. So I want to read to you some parts of her email to me. It says, this is her words now. I found your podcast about a month ago on Spotify. I was randomly scrolling through, looking for something to listen to, and I found Primal Potential. I can't remember exactly what episode it was, but I remember you were talking about not arguing for our limitations, and I was hooked. I have always been a heavy girl. I really ballooned up when I had my children. Right now, I'm sitting at 270 pounds, and I'm 5'3". I've always tried to lose weight. I'll start off strong, and then I'll mess up, and I'm like, F it. But she didn't say F it. She said something else. But well, family show, you know what I mean? Then she says, I will be all gung-ho to get it together, and then I'll have a bad day or a bad week and reach for the convenience of ordering something or picking up something quick. I have to break that habit for our health and our finances. I want to change our lifestyle before it negatively affects our children any more than it already has. Anyway, all of this rambling is basically to ask where you think I should start. I'm tired of being fat. I'm tired of hating my body. I'm just so over it. And I'm so lost on what to do. I'm convinced that I will never be healthy because I haven't been for my whole life. I'm stuck in that toxic place that is telling me it doesn't matter how much I try, I'll never be able to do it, and I'm over it. I want to get out of there. I want to believe in myself. I want to change my quality of life so I can enjoy it with my children. Well, that's part of her email to me, and though I don't have kids, boy, have I been there. The struggle, the frustration, not knowing where to start, being tremendously unhappy with my body, but at the same time, doubting that I can change, that it's possible, and having had so many cycles of all gung-ho followed by F it, who cares? It's exhausting. It's completely exhausting. And so I want to share with you because I believe that so many of us have been in this situation in one way or another, to one degree or another, and we probably will again. This isn't like a one and done kind of scenario. It sort of ebbs and flows. And so we need the skill sets to bring ourselves through this and out of this on our own over and over and over again, because some days you just wake up and be like, I don't think I can do it, or F it, who cares, right? So the first thing that I want to start with here is that this notion that I'll start out all gung-ho is the way to go. I don't think it is. I think part of the fundamental problem that she's describing is just that. She gears herself up, she gets all motivated and excited, and then is like, you know, a cannonball out of a cannon, trying to do too much because she's made this decision in a state of heightened emotion and heightened motivation, but it doesn't mean that she can sustain multiple changes and this gung-ho approach. So I actually think, while I'm all for motivation and enthusiasm, I think that the approach of I'm gearing up to be all gung-ho and go get it is actually the wrong approach for most people. The greater the change you need to make to reach your goals, the slower and smaller you need to start out. And I really mean that. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear it because we want to do everything now and we want to get results fast and we want to take off the weight as soon as possible. I get it. But you might be being penny wise and pound foolish. It's kind of like racing to pass somebody on a two-lane road only to get stuck at the same light, or worse, racing to pass somebody and then you wreck your car. And so it was kind of pointless to begin with. And that's what so many of us do. We're in such a race to reach our goals. We start out too hot, too fast. We can't sustain it. And then we burn out and we've wasted time. We've wasted energy. We've lost some weight, but then we put it back on. So I want to say very strongly, you cannot try to do too much too fast. It will backfire for the majority of people. It did for me over and over. I see it all the time with my clients. People will email me and say, okay, I'm so ready. I'm going from my current standard American diet. Tomorrow starts my whole 30. And by day 6, they're like, I couldn't do it. You don't need more willpower. You don't need to be more gung-ho. I don't think gung-ho is the answer, and I don't think willpower is the answer, because I don't think that the problem is that you're weak. I think that the problem is the gung-ho. The problem is trying to do too much too fast when you're not ready to sustain the changes you're trying to make. It's kind of like deciding that you're going to start a business, and then the next day, right, after you're gung-ho and I'm going to be a business owner, you wake up and you launch a marketing strategy and you put all sorts of dollars behind it and you launch a sales strategy and you hire a big team and you take out a billboard on the highway. Whoa, too much, too soon, no foundation. The fundamentals aren't there. You will be instantly overwhelmed. You'll be spending more than you take in. You will set yourself up for failure. Months ago, I shared that I got a guitar. not a guitar player, starting from ground zero. And I remember I described a couple of times in webinars that the approach that this person is describing in their email to me to the gung-ho, I'm going to do everything and I'm going to do it now, that then leads to frustration and quitting, would be like me picking up my guitar and thinking that motivation alone, being gung-ho and excited, should be enough for me to sit down, and if I'm focused enough and if I'm motivated enough, I should be able to play Led Zeppelin on day one. No way. No way. We let our strategy be governed by perfection, impatience, emotion, frustration, and that is not a recipe for sustainability or success. Dial it back. Do less. Simplify. Slow down. You know, this person that wrote the email, she's a mom, okay? She's got some young kids. If she's teaching those kids to read, you don't start with the Iliad on day one. You start with the alphabet. You start with the first few letters of the alphabet. But when we want to change our health, when we want to lose weight, it's like starting out with the Iliad. We're going to eat more vegetables and drink more water and eat less sugar, work out more, sleep more, stress less, have more healthy fats, eat more protein, prep our food more often, find some healthy recipes, stop eating out, follow motivational blogs, print out motivational pictures, write all these goals, stop drinking alcohol. No wonder you feel overwhelmed. And I don't think that's the right approach. When I'm working with people in my fat loss fast tracks, and obviously the goal there is fat loss and change, we take a very different approach. And it's a little uncomfortable for people at first. I totally get that. I totally understand that we want it and we want it now, but that doesn't mean that doing everything all at once is effective. In fact, I think it wastes time and energy. So this different approach that I really recommend, that I recommended to this person that emailed me, that I take with all of the people in my fat loss fast tracks, as well as my one-on-one clients, at first, we don't change anything at all. We do not change our eating habits at all. We do not change our workouts at all. We track. That's it. We pay attention. We establish the baseline. What am I doing and how does it make me feel? What am I eating and how does it make my body feel? Am I hungry a lot? Most of us aren't paying attention at all. When is my energy high and when is my energy low? Am I experiencing a lot of cravings? First, we just establish that. We slow down, remove the pressure. We're doing everything differently, okay? We're just paying attention. Then, the next thing, after ditching this all-or-nothing gung-ho approach, after paying attention and establishing a baseline and figuring out where we're at and how we feel and what's working, we change one thing. Just one. Typically, we start with breakfast, okay? And typically, after we've established the baseline, the single focus that we will have, the one change we are going to practice every single day, is having a fat loss breakfast. And the reason we start with breakfast, there are a few reasons, actually. First, motivation tends to be highest in the morning. There's fewer things going on. You know, we don't have the stress of the day behind us. We're not as tired as we are when we get home from work at the end of the day. So it's just easier to implement an initial change first thing in the morning, right out of the gate, right? So motivation tends to be higher in the morning. Then the second reason that we lead with breakfast is that it's a simple change that doesn't require recipes or lots of meal ideas. Like, a fat loss breakfast can be really straightforward. Doesn't mean it has to be bacon and eggs. I've done a couple of episodes that I will link to in the show notes on how to make breakfast a fat-burning meal. Those are actually two of the most popular podcast episodes, but it's a simple change. It's straightforward. It doesn't overwhelm people. Sometimes people get really overwhelmed with dinner ideas. Like, what am I going to make that's fat loss friendly, that my kids are also going to eat, that I can afford to make, that, you know, I enjoy, whatever. Then the third reason that we start with breakfast is because what we do for breakfast has a major influence over how we feel for the rest of the day. When we master breakfast, it increases our energy, it decreases our cravings, it stabilizes our mood and our hunger, and so it just has a huge impact on how we feel for the rest of the day. So that's why we do that. And again, if you're like, okay, so how do I make these breakfast changes? I will link to those breakfast episodes on the show notes for today's episode over on primalpotential.com, or you can just go to primalpotential.com and search breakfast. So the magic here is to simplify. If you're feeling overwhelmed and you're doubting yourself, please simplify. Do less, not more. Maybe you can't change everything. I don't want you to, but you can change one thing for one day. That's all. And don't add more until you're ready to add more. Really master that one change. Establish it as your new normal, as your new baseline, as your new default pattern of behavior. The next thing that I think is so important in this situation where there's a lot of self-doubt, where there's a lot of fear of failure based on past failures, stop arguing for your limitations and disqualifying yourself from change or growth. So many of us disqualify ourselves from our goals because we can't do it because of this, or we don't think we can do it because of this, or we doubt ourselves because of this. We do it all the time. I don't know if I can. I can't do the work. I'm not consistent. Guys, the past does not define the present or the future. What you've done historically does not define what you can do today. You can do anything today. You might choose to repeat the behavior from yesterday, but that is a choice. It is not predefined. It is not your destiny. And we have this tendency to overwhelm ourselves with fear and with doubt because we're thinking too much, because we're doubting too much. We're focusing on the negative and on the fear. Let it go. When you notice those emotions, redirect yourself to the present moment. When you're thinking, I don't know if I can do this forever, well, you don't have to, all right? I'm working on this one change, whatever that one change is. I can make this one change. I'm focusing on breakfast. All I got to do today is nail breakfast. The end. That's it. That's it. Or if you're working on multiple things right now because of where you are in your journey, redirect your attention when you find it drifting to doubt or to fear. Look, my next good choice is XYZ. That's all I have to do. If your focus is on the idea that you can't do it, your choices are going to reflect that. Your attitude is going to reflect that. Your motivation is going to reflect that. If you tell yourself, I can make one more good choice, I have one more good choice in me, then that changes so much. In our Fat Loss Fast Track groups, we have private Facebook groups, right? And it's not uncommon for people to post, oh, I'm frustrated, I haven't been doing the work. I had a bad day or a bad weekend, or I'm in a funk. And then they go on to describe said funk and the emotions that go along with it. And my response is almost always, okay, so that's done. It happened. You can't control Z, that choice or that series of choices. That's like my magic keystroke for undoing mistakes. But we don't have that option when it comes to our choices. It's done. It's over. You can't undo it. You can't uneat that thing. So stop spending your energy and your focus there. You can't move forward when you're looking back. You can't expend positive energy when you have a negative focus. You have to redirect it. What can I do? What is the next great choice I can make? What can I do right now to feel amazing? All there is this moment. That's it. That's all there is. So first and foremost, I want you to do less. I want you to simplify, okay? Then I want you to make one change and practice it. Every day when you start to feel overwhelmed, hey, the only thing I need to practice today is this one thing, whatever that is. If it's breakfast for you, hey, that's all I need to do today is just nail breakfast. Whenever you drift to how much weight you can lose, how fast, or how awful you look in these pants, or listen, one change today, that's all I have to do. I'm making progress, but I'm doing it in a sustainable way, and the only thing I have to master today is this one thing. Control your mind. Don't let it drift into the past or into the future. You can't do anything there. You can't do anything in yesterday or tomorrow except waste your time and your energy. So I know there's going to be a lot of questions about breakfast strategy. So you can find those episodes that I've done over on the show notes for this one. probably going to be some questions about the fat loss fast track, which will open up here in the next couple weeks. So you can get on the wait list to get all the details about that. I will link to that over on the show notes as well, because there is a wait list, and the wait list folks are the first people to get all the details and the first people to get access. So hop over on the wait list. And then I'm also going to link to a previous presentation that I have given all about how to make fat loss easy, how to simplify, what that looks like, how to launch into that. So definitely, if you want to watch that, find it over on the show notes. What I ate yesterday, just coffee before my workout, pretty typical cold brew coffee because it is hot. So I had several cups of cold brew coffee before my workout. After my workout, you guys know me and my vice with plain hormone-free Greek yogurt, and it was plain, but I added a little bit of stevia and some raw cacao powder, which is like chocolate, but a little bit more natural. A few hours later, I did cauliflower fried rice, so no rice, just riced cauliflower with bacon and egg because it was quick and easy. And then dinner, oh my gosh, dinner was so good. It was, I've talked a little bit about Sizzlefish before. It is a single serving, high quality frozen fish delivery company. So basically you can pick what fish you want and you get individual fillets, which I love because I hate fish leftovers. Is there anybody that likes fish leftovers? So I don't want to buy this big piece of fish and then have to put it in the fridge and then probably throw it away. So anyway, you get individual fillets that are vacuum sealed and frozen of really high quality fish, which high quality fish is hard to find and pretty expensive, and Sizzlefish is not expensive. So anyway, I have some of the Sizzlefish sable fish, and I did a sable fish fillet with zucchini noodles that I sauteed with some marinara, and I added a little bit of heavy cream to the marinara to make it more of a cream sauce, maybe just like 2 tablespoons, but it was so, so good. Oh, and I should mention, if you are curious about Sizzlefish, I have a link to them on my site. On every page in the bottom left corner of the footer, you can link to Sizzlefish, and there's also a coupon code. They're super nice and awesome. So if you go through that link on my site and use the coupon code there on primalpotential.com, you can save 10%, which, hello, savings, winning. Anyway, I hope you guys will embrace the simple approach and leave the gung-ho all in trying to change 55 things at once behind, because for most people, that is just not going to be the most effective strategy. So love hanging out with you guys. If you have questions or struggles or challenges, don't hesitate to email me. I really want to help you reach your goals. It's super important to me. I'll talk with you soon. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.